As the prospect of having men at Westfield draws near, and the first flush of enthusiasm at the idea of an open-doored Westfield wears off, opinion is divided. The majority of those questioned thought that the advantages of men would outweigh the initial timidness that would likely be present.
Men have a completely different attitude towards science. They are more logical and less apt to try and slide through on feminine intuition. They are more objective. I'm sure girls will be only too willing to express themselves in mixed tutorials.
I disagree. I believe concentration is better in an all-women's college. And there are far too few opportunities for women to go on to higher education now without opening a women's college to men.
The college plans to ensure the size of the first 3 years would be double the size of the old ones, with an attempt at a 50-50 ratio.
It is unfair to forego any chance to expand the number of places available to women.
But segregation of any type is bad. A woman's college is an artificial society. Women must learn to speak with and before men. Men will add a new attitude towards life. They will pull us out of our rooms, to meals, to the library. We will become interested in politics and other societies through their interest. They will be interested and we will have to be too. It is only fair to give men a chance of education. Fewer women are trying for university places. And there is no reason to accept inferior women over better qualified men merely because they are women. There is a new spirit of open-mindedness in college. The addition of men is in keeping with the change.
Idealistic? Yes. These men have got a high standard to attain.